Reading from Psalm 40, verse 3. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Psalm 40, verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, August 16th, 2023. Now, if you've been in the Springfield area this week, you know that it's the state fair. But wait, there's more. This Sunday, listening friend, you want to come out because Power Light Fest is happening. And I have a special guest in the studio that's going to talk about it. In fact, it was he who started it, I think, 31 years ago, or he took it over, or he initiated, and he wanted Christian artists to be featured and to be known, and he has a real heart for the lost, for people that don't know that God loves and cares for them, and this is a perfect opportunity to bring out the whole family. It's a family-friendly event. Is it on the Lincoln stage? Where is it? Talk a little bit about it.
One of the little stages on planet Earth, and the Illinois State Fair has it. It may not be much of a stage, but it will have a lot of power coming up on Sunday, August the 20th, with all the great Christian artists we have coming in.
And I think that day it's also going to be half off admission.
Yeah, it's $5. Usually it passed over the years, it's been free. And now, normally every day it's $10. That's why it's half off on the last day for $5. So. And that's all you need to get in. There are no tickets needed for Power Light Fest. No tickets, you know, anything like that at all. The show is completely free, paid for by a lot of great, generous sponsors in our area. So.
And I think you had mentioned earlier 30, 40, 50 different businesses, large and small individuals. They helped underwrite the costs so that this great entertainment like Petra or Unspoken, Stars Go Dim, so there's actually concerts and music till about 9 p.m. at night, so come anytime this Sunday.
It did kind of change this year. Normally we start 12:45 with the praise and worship service, but with some of the band schedules coming in, and it is a priority that we get their sound checks in so everything is ready to go when they go on stage. We're actually starting later this year at 3 o'clock. Hope Church will come in and do the praise and worship service. That'll be roughly from 3 to 3:45. We have a local artist showcase, which go from 4 to 4:30, and then we kick off the national artist at 5, A Stars Go Dim, and then we hit later on at 6:30, a group called Unspoken, and then the 50th Petra Anniversary Reunion Tour. They are only doing 20 shows this year. They will go at 8 o'clock, and actually I got an update this last week. Normally all my groups go an hour, but they're actually going to go 90 minutes, so it's going to be a full concert scale with Petra coming in.
Now, I've been trying to coordinate getting Coop here in the studio. John Swinford, Bernie Lutchman, Doug Reihard said this guy's been around in the area. He's kind of like a legend. He wouldn't call himself a legend, but he's very well known as an advocate, a follower of Jesus. He served as a 9/11 emergency dispatcher. What that was for, like 17 years? How many years?
That was 25 years. And then while I was sitting in the 9-1-1 chair, I got the itch to be a police officer. So the last 17 of my 25, I put myself through the police academy, and then I end up being a police officer, Riverton, New Berlin, Pleasant Plains, Palmyra, and I think I'm probably missing a couple other cities in there, but basically I would do my 9-1-1 dispatch with the Sangamon County Sheriff's Office by day, and then at night I'd go out into small farming communities and police at night, so got best of both worlds in law enforcement.
Well, when you mentioned all those towns, I thought one would get rid of you and then you go to another one. But because of the 9/11 dispatching, you were able to serve in all these different communities.
Yeah, well, there's always a need in these small towns for police officers. So,
and what I appreciate about you, and we prayed up this program, that you prayed for hearts that are maybe hardened toward God to come over to the stage and hear the music. There's gaming terminals here at the state fair, and that maybe somebody's going to lose some money and be discouraged or despondent or whatever, and maybe this Christian music or the Christians that are gathering could bring a word of encouragement. So you've had a heart for souls being saved, people coming into a relationship with God. So take us through. We're going to do a little of a testimony Tuesday on Wednesday.
Gotcha.
Take us through a little of your own faith journey.
Well, I was raised in a family that was always busy. My mom and dad had the old Luxembourg Inn, so my dad was driving bus on the road, and I was pretty much left alone at home. Didn't really have the parents around me all the time, so just kind of had to make friends and things like that. And I know once I got back from college, you know, I was probably a borderline alcoholic coming back from college, and I finally decided, you know, I grew up going to church camp, knowing who God was. I threw him by the side when college hit. Is that can happen quite a bit when you go to college and you're out on your own. You do whatever you want to do. And I finally got to the point where I'm like, I could feel the tug of the Holy Spirit saying, you know where you need to be, Coop. You're not following the right trail in life, and it could be very tragic if you continue the path that you did. And then finally, in 1988, I said, you know, I got to make a dedication, rededication of my life in January of 1988. Mm. And then that's when I thought, well, I'm in radio. Let's do a Christian radio show if they allow it. And it started it up as a half-an-hour show in 1988 on the radio on WDBR, and it's been on ever since on a Sunday for 35 years now. So.
And talk about the unique role, because that's a rock and roll station. I mean, some of the popular rock and roll artists, and yet here's this Christian music in the midst of Stairway to Heaven or yep. Highway, you know, the
back
different.
In the early days, yeah, and now it's in between Lady Gaga and Maroon 5. So obviously it's evolved over the years to different things, but I am just so honored to be able to do a Christian show on a mainstream station, because we know there's a lot of people out there that, just like the State Fair, what we do out there, I can guarantee you there's someone that's in desperate need of love and hope listening or walking by, and you know, like the fair and stuff like that. So,
and what a unique role, and I share this with our listeners, because be praying up Coop, because he has a dynamic presence on a rock and roll station that, you know, people are scanning the dial for that rock and roll song, and from time to time, they're going to hear, maybe it's a Christian song, maybe it's the message, maybe it's just a comment that Coop shares about the song or about his own faith journey or just a subtle mention. And the fact that, Coop, you're known as just loving on people. You're very approachable. Everyone becomes a best friend of yours because you care about them. You show an interest in them. And I think that's what many people that are searching, that are without hope, they see something different about you. So as you grew in the Lord and you saw your need for him, how did that begin changing your personality or how you approached other people?
Well, let me tell you something. Back in the day when I was a borderline alcoholic, if you were to compare me now to then, I mean, I was pretty close to being, when I had a lot of alcohol in my system and stuff, I was pretty violent. I was an angry bird. If people see me now, they're like, how could you were like that? I'm like, yeah, because I had nothing. I didn't have Christ. I didn't have anything working in my life. And I was angry at life. Why am I here? Why is there so much pain? And then I finally found Jesus, and that just changed everything.
Now, you talked about growing up, if you will, in a dysfunctional home or a home where the parents were just always gone. Did you look at God sometimes as you were beginning on that faith journey as maybe he's also distant? Or, you know, if you thought of the Lord's Prayer that we say every day at noon, Our Father, did that image of God somehow get confused with your own image of your earthly dad?
Yeah, actually, because I just felt the way my life was going, I guess everybody's like that. They're left alone. You got to forge for yourself, figure out life by yourself. And if it wasn't for the fact that a church, when I was young, I got offered to go to a youth night for pizza, and that's really what changed there, because I thought, oh, it's going to be pizza. I'm going to meet some girls and, you know, just have fun. And then I started hearing about this Jesus guy, and I didn't buy it for the first probably month or two of listening to it, but then I started, you know, digging into more about who is Jesus. Is this guy real? Can he really change your life? And boom, it happened. So,
and then as you continue to grow in your faith, and how did that work as you were a 9/11 dispatcher or when you were a policeman? How did God work in and through you in those vocations or those positions?
You know, there's a pretty major one too, because you always hear of how compassionate Jesus was for the worst of people out there. And when I would get on the 911 call and things like that, and people were angry or distraught, and when I would start to show compassion, just saying, hey, calm down, I'm here to help you, they were blown away by that. Like, somebody really cares, and I really feel that that's the Jesus presence in me, instilling that over a phone line, and as a saved Christian, just to show that love. The world doesn't see a lot of that nowadays, especially when you have a tragic moment in your life, you feel like your world is falling apart. To hear that calming voice out there, which I really believe God blessed me with doing that, it made all the difference in the world, some of the calls. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen you at a number of the BMIC breakfasts. It's kind of like a breakfast lunch, because it starts in the morning, but you can have fried chicken and salad and everything about 10 or 10:30. But you've been at a number of those Businessmen in Christ here in Springfield, and you know about Doug Reihard, and he always says isolation is not good. He said, men, we need to gather. We need to rub shoulders with one another. We need to encourage each other. And so have you had some of those Barnabases, those Pauls, those Timothys in your life to help you grow and stay faithful to the Lord?
Oh, absolutely. I learn more and more every day. I mean, you think you're getting older, you're done learning lessons. That is not true whatsoever. So many things I used to think where you could just run free and do whatever you want in the early days. Now I know it's pretty critical how my life is going to shape up, even in retirement now and everything. And it's just, I continue, I mean, you never stop growing as a Christian. Mm-hmm. And even now, learning lessons that I wouldn't listen to as a teenager or something like that. But now I know they're firm and they're real, and it's all with Christ behind it. So.
Well, we began the program with a reading out of Psalms because I thought in light of Power Light Fest happening this Sunday, we needed to find a verse, and we began with, He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. But when I said, do you have a favorite verse, you actually said, well, just about anything out of Romans.
Love Romans.
And so is there anything that you would want maybe our listener, maybe somebody that hasn't begun that faith journey, to know about Romans, or for that matter, having a relationship with Jesus?
Just the fact that we're all human. We're all going to fail, every single one of us, Christian or not. And the fact, if you dig into the words in Romans, it will show you and express to you that you're important. Hmm. You can change the world. You may think you're a pile of dirt and you can't do anything. Your life is done. That is not how Jesus works. You know, we've seen many stories in the Bible. Saul to Paul. You know, he was killing Christians. Worst case scenario. Bad deal. Bad person. But Jesus just, and you see a lot of that in Romans where you're important. Don't let a bad day ruin everything for life. Hmm. And that's why I said, give Jesus a chance. It's all I ever ask with people. Just give him a chance for once, because you're going to find out it's the real deal. And you get the Holy Spirit working in your life. You're going to see dreams come true that you never envisioned, whatever. And you might think, well, I'm not worthy of this, but God loves us. And he's going to show us just a great life, and that we all need him.
Many of my friends haven't begun a faith journey, or maybe they have, but they've rejected Christianity. And I said, just entertain the idea that there is a God that loves you, that he sent his precious and his one and only son into the world to be the redeemer, the one that can take away our sins. Just entertain the idea that in his lavish love, he cared for you and he made a way for you to know him. Wouldn't you want to at least think about that, or think that it could be true? I said, just entertain that idea, because God's word says, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. And I've said that to many skeptics, many people that are unchurched. I said, just entertain the idea, or even if you're not sure yet, just think that maybe if there is a God, I'm going to draw near to him and see what happens. And it seems like you've been encouraging people throughout your life to draw near to Jesus, get to know Jesus, and then God will work.
And then you're going to start seeing what I call, and I have said numerous times, that's a God thing. Because there are things that I know happen in life that, you know, you could call it the roll of the dice, luck, coincidence. But there are things I know that have happened in my life that only God could have done. There is nothing that you could prove me any different that God was there. And there's been some of the deepest, darkest times of my life when he shows up out of nowhere. I mean, he's just there when you wouldn't think he would be. So
yeah, we call those divine appointments, or
yes,
those
indeed.
God circumstances, or somebody else calls them God winks. That's when God says to Jesus, now this is tongue-in-cheek, but he says, watch what I do here, and something happens that people have to give him the credit or the glory. Well, I know you've been praying up this Power Light Fest that's coming this Sunday. Did you say beginning around 3 o'clock when the stage fires up?
Yeah, anybody, typically the fair opens at 10. If you want to get, because see, we have limited seating there, so if you really want to get your good seat or your good standing point, you can come at noon, or really 10 if you want to sit there for 5 hours and listen to sound checks. But we know the crowd, you know, usually start popping in a couple hours before, so 1 o'clock on, I think that's when the seating is going to get hot and heavy, because we have limited seating, we have limited bleachers. You're obviously allowed to bring your lawn chair if you want. And there's a section up front for those that like to be standing up right in front of the stage and really get the super feel of the show on that day. So,
And that's happening this Sunday, August 20th. It's $5 entry fee. Bring your friends, bring your family. It's Power Light Fest here at the Illinois State Grounds. And our good friend here, now he's a part of Mark and Friends, but Coop has a real heart for this. He's been doing it for 31 years, and there's some great sponsors that have made it worthwhile to bring in these top groups, Petra. And it's their 50th anniversary tour. They're only going to be like in 20 locations this year.
And we're the closest Midwest one. This is the biggest year we've got out-of-state calls from Iowa, Michigan, Kentucky. I know I'm missing some out there, but they're coming from far away for this one because this is the closest one. And, you know, I don't mean to say that they're never going to play again, but this is their 50th, folks, and I don't think too many shows are going to be down the road as these guys want to retire and everything. So this is a big one.
Now, is there a website for people to go, say they want to know when Stars Go Dim play or Unspoken is on stage? Is there a recap or a summary of what's going on this Sunday?
There is no website, but the big page is a Facebook page. It's basically Power Light Fest. You type that in, and there's everything there. Because I do frequent updates. Like, a lot of people have been asking, are the groups going to sign after the show? And I've been updating that as of late. And the weather, goodness gracious. Sunny sky, 91 by day, and then as we hit night, clear and 70. Wow, that's perfect weather for an outdoor festival.
And so, Coop, if your prayers were going to be answered, what do you hope gets achieved or accomplished by God or through this Power Light Fest?
Very, very basic on that. I just pray that everybody walks by, whether they expected to it or not that day, to be touched by the Holy Spirit. Something, one song, like you said earlier, one lyric can change the world, and I know, I guarantee there'll be some people walking by that need something, and to give those people hope, if nothing else. So.
Yeah, you talked earlier, and during our prayer time, you prayed very specifically for the person that might be downtrodden, hurting, the person that's unfamiliar with Christians or Christian music, that as they're walking by, because thousands of people will be at this state fair. This is the closing night, the closing day this Sunday, and you're hoping that somebody might bump into another Christian or hear the music and remember a childhood memory, their grandmother or somebody used to sing that song, or they just get drawn in. So this is an opportunity, listening friend, to be praying for what God does in and through Power Light. It's Power Light Fest this Sunday, beginning around 3:00. Now, there's usually 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. How many people show up for these concerts?
It's roughly between 1,500 to 2,000. We don't have a ticket count or anything like that, tickets to show that, but just in viewing of crowds, you can usually gauge close numbers to what it is. So now, normally there's 50 people or less there for some of the smaller shows they do all week, and you'll know, because that's what a lot of people have stopped, go, what is going on here? There's a massive crowd here, and tour buses, like, I know one year Night Reba was playing at the Grandstand. They thought, you know, she was playing there because it looked so cool and big, but it was, you know, just our Christian music festival.
Power Light Fest this Sunday, $5. It's affordable for you to bring friends, family members. It's a great occasion to gather. It's this Sunday, so go to church, get fed, get some rest time in, and then head out to Springfield.
Yeah, Lincoln Stage is pretty easy on that because we are right next to the Butter Cow and the thing called the Shed and the Midway. We could throw a rock at it. We're that close to it. So it's basically east of the Coliseum, east of the main intersection on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. If you know where the Emerson Building is, where you go to get your mega passes, we're right next door, very east of that. So you'll hear us, too, because we're a very huge sound system that day, and it'll be easy to find.
Find out more at the Facebook page, Power Light Fest, Power Light Fest on Facebook. You can also get a link to today's program in case you want to pass it on to a friend so they know more about Coop and his heart for reaching those that love the Lord and those that don't know the Lord yet. And he's been a catalyst behind Power Light Fest these past 31 years. It's the closing day for the Illinois State Fair. And so it's this Sunday, and entrance fees are usually $10, but it's half off, so $5. So it's certainly affordable. And some of you that want to get that corn dog or the elephant ears or some of the fix-ins, it's a great family fun atmosphere and a gathering that's God-honoring. So that's this Sunday. And from about 3:00 up till 8 or 9 at night, there'll be Christian music on the Lincoln Stage. So I hope you can carve out some time and bring a friend, a family member. Maybe you're unchurched church neighbor or co-worker. This could be the catalyst God uses to encourage and woo them into the kingdom. Now, I want to get back. So you have this Christian program that you play Christian artists, and do you share some scripture? I haven't been able to listen or tune in, but I know some people love it, and you're reaching rock and rollers and people from a cross mixture of our community. So how can the listener pray for that and maybe tell a story or two?
Yeah, we're mainly music-driven. I know the guidelines they gave me years ago, 35 years ago when I started the show, you know, let your music do the talking. Don't do a whole lot of scripture and stuff like that. So I've honored that. There's scripture in a lot of the songs. So we just pray over those songs to reach someone out there. And it has happened numerous times. People said, hey, that one song you played, that one verse, talk to me. And God was talking to me. Mm-hmm. And then we just, you know, just pray over the music that we play and that it has some power when it goes out over the radio waves. So.
Well, Coop, I'm going to have you close our time in prayer, praying up this Power Light Fest and praying up those that are going to come and experience it, from the Christian to the maybe calloused, hard person that feels like the church has let them down or they can't understand how God could be active in this world because of the hurt or the heartache they've gone through. But I want to alert you, it's this Sunday. Now, the fair is going on today through Sunday, but Sunday it's half off, $5 entrance fee. But it is the Power Light Fest from about 3 o'clock on, and it's Christian music on the Lincoln stage. So I hope you'll come out. I'll be there. Coop will be there. And a lot of other faithful followers of Jesus will be there. It'll be a great time to worship and close out a Sunday. But Coop, if you could close out our time in prayer for the Power Light Fest and for maybe that listener that's tuned in today that doesn't understand that God cares for them.
Well, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the opportunity of being able to do major Christian music festival in a massive Illinois State Fair, because I know, doing it for all these years, I know that there are people that are walking by that they are just down and out for the day. And at the end of the day, they may think of ending their lives or just going get drunk and just trying to numb themselves from life on this earth. But I know, Lord, I know from where I've come out of the ditch of sin and everything that I am important. I can make a difference. You can make a difference. You can change things in my life more than I would ever expect, and bless us than I would ever expect. I just pray, Lord, that there will be all ages. It could be young. It could be old. They're going to be walking by. They're going to be kind of wandering around like they were a zombie and just don't know where to go. And I just pray for the Holy Spirit to spark with a pure lyric or something that's said on stage to let them know there is life. There's a great life. It's not all money and this and that and things that this world offers that are not true. It's just a thin ice. Let them know that you're the solid rock, Lord, and that you can change their lives with just one simple prayer to you, accepting you. And that's what we definitely pray in your name. Amen.